Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, our distinguished guests, the goal of the today meeting of the section of mathematics of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences is the prize awarding ceremony for the 2010 János Bolyai International Mathematical Prize and the connecting scientific lectures. It's my great honor to greet here Mr. József Pálinkás, the President of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences, Mr. László Lovász, the President of the International Mathematical Union, Madame Mireille Martin, the Vice President of the European Mathematical Society, His Excellency Dr. Michael Zimmermann, Ambassador of the Federal Republic of Austria, and Mr. Mikhail Krasinov, the counselor at the Russian Embassy in Budapest, Mr. Anatoly Durechensky, head of the section of Mathematical, Physical and Computer Sciences of Slovak Academy of Sciences, Mr. Ludvik Fadeyev, head of Department of Mathematics of Russian Academy of Sciences, Mr. Josip Globevnik, secretary of section of Mathematical, Physical, Chemical and Technical Sciences of Slovenian Academy of Sciences, Mr. Marko Tadic, Vice Secretary of Department of Mathematical, Physical, Chemical and Technical Sciences of Croatian Academy of Sciences. It's also a great honor to greet the elected leaders of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences present here and members of the János Bolyai International Prize Committee and, of course, the audience. I'm also sorry to announce that Mr. Vilmos Totik, the chair of the prize committee, is unable to attend our today meeting because of his educational duties in the United States. He will be represented by Mr. Tibor Kristin, the secretary of the prize committee. I'm also forwarding you the greetings of Lénard Carlezon and Jean-Pierre Kahn, honorary members of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences. And finally, it's a great honor to greet here Mr. Stanislav Smirnov, a recipient of the 2010 Fields Medal and the speaker of the scientific part of the ceremony. Now, let me tell you some words about the János Bolyai International Mathematical Prize. The history of the prize goes back to as early as 1902, the 100th birthday of János Bolyai, the co-founder of non-Euclidean geometry. By the way, I remind you in brackets that this year the Hungarian Academy of Sciences celebrated the 150th anniversary from the decease of János Bolyai. Well, in 1902, lacking the Nobel Prize in Mathematics, the Hungarian Academy of Sciences founded this Bolyai Prize. Now you will see a brief presentation of the history of the prize, please. Thank you. Just some small remark to this presentation. You could guess that the prize stopped existing after the first two awarding because of the First World War. And when it was re-established, then the philosophy of the prize got changed, and it's awarded for the excellent mathematical monograph of the last 15 years, and on the last three occasions you could already see also not the awardees, but also the monographs for which they got the awards. Okay, so after this short presentation of the history of the prize, it's my privilege to open the 2010 János Bolyai International Mathematical Prize Ceremony, and I'm asking Mr. József Pálinkás, the President of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences, to greet the participants of the